Hey everyone, Wobby at NFL Network, joined by, I'm not going to say special guest, a guest. Former Packers receiver, James Jones. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
All kidding aside, it's a pleasure to work with
appreciate
you. Thanks
it,
for
man.
Having
appreciate
us.
Appreciate it.
I want to get this over with. We're going to show the cover footage of it. The touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers to you at the Gopher Stadium.
First off, it was ice cold. It was first hoodie game, you know. It was a crazy throw. I threw my hand up. And if I was really playing with any other quarterback, I would have never even thought to throw my hand up. But we all know we've seen Aaron Rodgers make some crazy throws, and he launched that thing in the corner of the end zone, and I was able to get my feet in. Crazy
play. I mean, getting your feet in was great. Mm-hmm. The throw was great. It was a great touchdown. We've had plenty of better times since that game.
Absolutely.
Some good Vikings-Packers games over the years, and you participated in a lot of them. You won a Super Bowl, man.
Absolutely.
What was that like?
Ooh-wee. It was a dream come true, man. I tell everybody, like, you see all the hard work you put in, and there's no really better feeling than to work extremely hard and finally the results to pay off. And, you know, that's why you always see a lot of guys crying after they win the Super Bowl, because, I mean, the journey to get there, it's hard. A lot of stuff has to go right. So it was special, man. That year we had, it was, you know, a lot of injuries, a lot of ups and downs, and we still was able to get it done.
You know, and I think the thing about that is you're also beating a team that also had a special season.
Absolutely.
Because they got to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very good Pittsburgh team, too. A lot of good guys on that team.
Yeah.
A lot of playmakers. And, I mean, it was close to the end.
All right. Let's talk about the NFC North coming up here. I think, you know, the Vikings and Packers have won most of the divisions of late.
Yeah, I think it's 5-2.
Two of the last three for the Vikings, by the way.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean, in case everyone was wondering. But the Bears and the Lions are not going to quit.
Not at all.
I think they've gotten a lot better. Yes. They've gotten new head coaches.
Absolutely.
It looks like they might be on the come.
Yeah, I mean, you watch what the Chicago Bears did, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and then you got an offensive-minded head coach. I think they doing some good things over there. And then you got the Lions. You got Matthew Stafford. Whenever you got him behind center, you're always going to have a chance. And like I tell people all the time, division games are hard to win. You know, it's some battles. The Vikings have been terrible. We've been good. Game come down to the end. You know, Chicago Bears be very good. Packers stink. Game come down to the end. So division games are very hard to win. So I'm excited to see how this division plays out.
Yeah, and you know, the Packers, you guys have a great rivalry with the Bears, and you also have one with the Vikings, and it's fun to have those big rivalry games, especially late in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those is really what you feed off of. You know, even in practice, the intensity when it's when it's a rival game, it goes all the way up. Coaches got signs all over the building. This ain't just no regular game. It's for the division, division opponent. It's going to be a rivalry game. So it's special. And then not only that, you play each other so much. It's no secrets.
Yeah,
everybody knows what James Jones can do, what Aaron Rodgers can do, what, you know, Kirk Cousins can do, and vice versa. So there is no secrets. You just got to go out there and execute better.
You know, and on that topic with the schemes and the X's and O's, I mean, it is pretty cool to twice a year be able to watch Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers go against a Mike Zimmer defense.
Unbelievable.
You know, because these guys are top of the game.
And I love Zim, man. Zim is a heck of a coach, man. The Minnesota Vikings got a great coach. I mean, when we used to play Cincinnati, he used to give us so many problems. And I mean, Cincinnati, record-wise, used to be terrible, but wherever we went in there, we never beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Zimmer always had some crazy exotic looks for us that we've never seen before, gave Aaron Rodgers some trouble, gave us some trouble on the perimeter, and he plays Aaron Rodgers well and Coach McCarthy well, and that's the thing you love about football because it's a chess match.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially when you're going up against a guy so much, you love just competing against
him. Yeah. Last question before we let you go. You had a great thing going with Coach McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, and you played with Greg Jennings for a while, and you know, you guys had a great offense. You had a system in place.
Yeah.
So now Kirk Cousins comes to Minnesota, and the Vikings hire a new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo.
Love Flip.
Do you really?
Yeah,
okay, good.
Flip, yeah.
So, but what's the challenge ahead for those guys? Because they're trying to establish a system. So
the biggest challenge ahead is really just the timing. And you're going to get all those timings and IPWs and OTAs, things like that when the offseason comes. I'm sure Kirk Cousins will say, look, let's go here and let's train. Yep. Let's get on the same page. Because learning the playbook is not it. It's all about having that timing with your receivers. When I run a route like this, Kirk Cousins is thinking throwing the back shoulder. When I run a route like this, he's thinking about leading me. Just having that communication and having that with the quarterback is going to be huge. But you don't just get that by running plays. That all comes in individual you know, by yourself, talking to each other and things like that. So I'm assuming they all been in contact and they'll get on the same page. Everybody going to learn the plays, but the chemistry you're going to have with Kurt and knowing where he's trying to place the ball and where he likes you to be at certain times is going to be crucial.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Yeah. 2018 is going to be a good season.
Absolutely.
The NFC North is in good shape. 12 is going to be back.
Absolutely.
And they're going to have to come through Minneapolis to win that division. We'll see what happens.
We hope. We'll see.
All right. Thanks for your time, man.
All right, buddy. You got it. Appreciate it.